This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. More than 2 weeks after Hurricane Katrina devastated the Gulf Coast region, Hurricane Ophelia is slowly working its way along the southeast Atlantic coast. It's a Category 1 hurricane. It's moving at about 6 miles an hour. Ophelia's got heavy rains and gusty winds, and it's expected to last for some time. Joining us now from Wilmington, North Carolina, is NPR's Adam Hochberg. Adam, welcome. I think the first thing we should say is Category 1, that's the least impressive hurricane. Still, it's a hurricane. What does it look like?
Well, that's one of the things the officials in North Carolina have been saying, especially since everybody's been watching pictures of Katrina for so long on television now. They're saying, yes, it's a Category 1. No, we do not expect anywhere near the kind of damage that we saw on the Gulf Coast. But, folks, this is still a hurricane, and I'm sitting here along the Cape Fear River in Wilmington, and we're seeing quite a bit of wind. We're seeing a good bit of rain. The parking lot here at the hotel where I'm sitting is flooded under with about 3 inches of rain. No, that's not catastrophic flooding, but it is enough water that can make it difficult to travel on the roads and make it dangerous to get out and about. And officials here are hoping people will take this seriously.
So earlier today, the hurricane was south of where you are now in Wilmington. It's expected to move north-northeast along the North Carolina coast there, maybe spend 2 days just in that region?
Yes, it's just brushing the coast. It's not a very good path for a hurricane as far as North Carolina is concerned, because rather than coming in making landfall at one location, it's moving slowly right up the coast. It's going to affect a large portion of the North Carolina coast. And as you said, this is going to be with us here for maybe another 18 to 24 hours. And that slow speed has folks concerned, because the longer that this hurricane is meandering across North Carolina, the longer it can drop rain on the state, the greater the possibility of flooding. And even some of these winds, if they're sustained for 10 or 12 or 15 hours, can lead to some damage.
How are people reacting to this hurricane, especially with all the pictures all of us are carrying around in our heads about Katrina?
Well, people in North Carolina are very experienced with hurricanes. Rarely does a year go by when there's not at least one here on the coast. So people here are doing what they normally do in a hurricane. We have seen some preparation right along the beach, buildings being boarded up, some evacuations of low-lying areas. As you get further inland, it's mainly a matter of keeping an eye on the storm, monitoring it, and being prepared if we have a problem with floodwater down the road.
NPR's Adam Hochberg reporting from North Carolina, where Hurricane Ophelia is moving along the coast. Adam, thank you.
Thank you.